Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Markham. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting second. The right fielder, Ollie Bijma. Batting third. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ray Pepper. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Debs Garms. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank Grube. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma strikes out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Clift trying to get to second. Williams throws to second, with McNair covering, who tags Clift for the out. Two outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grube settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Melillo moves to second. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange takes first base on ball four. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman bunts towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. Melillo moves to third. Strange moves to second. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Kaufman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Finney for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 1 in the game. Bijma hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pepper hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 1 in the game. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Strange hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Grubb trying to get to third. Johnson throws the ball into Higgins, who tags Grubb for the out. Two outs. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0 for 0 in the game. Kaufman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman juggles the ball. That's an error on Kaufman. Higgins moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Finney for the out. Higgins moves to third. McNair moves to second. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bijma hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0 for 1 in the game. Markham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards second. Melillo throws to second for 1, and Strange throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Kramer moves to third. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Strange misplays the ball. That's an error on Strange. Williams moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Williams scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pepper hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 2 in the game. Garms hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Higgins for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Kaufman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strange hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Strange reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Markham bunts towards the mound. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bijma hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Bijma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pepper. Fox reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 3 in the game. Garms hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Melillo hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 3 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Markham covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.